Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Gimel, Avodah Zarah 63. Back in our Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, our Mishnah said that if a person was hired to transport or do some work with respect to Yayin Nesach, with respect to this prohibited wine, that the Schar Avodah, that the money that this person is paid for their work is going to be prohibited to them. So the rabbis made a rule that such money is prohibited to them to derive any benefit from. Just like the Yayin Nesach is prohibited in benefit, so too they can't be paid for transporting it or for doing work as it relates to the Yayin Nesach. Today's Daf Yomi on Samach Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom, we have an incident which talks about this. So the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Nachman v'ula v'avimi bar papi. So these rabbis were sitting, v'yosef Rav Chia bar Ami gabayo, and Rav Chia bar Ami was sitting next to them. V'yosef even coming by alone, and they had the following question. Secharo l'shpor b'yayin nesach. Okay, so we know that you're not allowed to be hired to work and, let's say, serve as a waiter or a porter as it relates to the yayin nesach. But let's say you were hired to destroy the yayin nesach, that a non-Jew hired you in order to break his barrels and to pour out the wine, and it's Yayin Nesach, is that going to be permitted? Mahu, what would be the law in that case? Are you allowed to benefit from the Yayin Nesach and be paid for that? And the two sides of the issue are as follows. Do we say, Mi Amrinan, do we say, Kevan derotze bekiyimo, because this worker, he, even though he's being paid to destroy the Yayin Nesach, he actually wants the Yayin Nesach to remain in existence until such time as he destroys it, because if it would break on its own, as the Ritva points out, because if it would break on its own, then the idolater wouldn't pay him, because he didn't actually do the work, so he wants it to remain in existence until such time as he's able to destroy it. And so therefore, do we say that since he wants it to remain in existence, therefore he is not able to be paid for his work on the Yayin Nesach, and because this is a knas, this is a punitive fine that the sages are placing upon him, and so therefore it's us, or it's prohibited for him to do this, prohibited for him to get the payment from it? Or do we say, Odilma kol ma'ute tifla shapir dami? Or do we say that just the opposite, since we are commanded to destroy idolatry from the world, therefore we say that it's not prohibited to be paid for this work, because in fact we're being commanded to destroy the idolatry. So by destroying the idolatry, he's doing a good thing, and so therefore he's allowed to be paid for it. And so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman yishpor v'tavoa av bracha. Rav Nachman says, indeed he should break it, and he should be blessed for breaking it. And the Chasam Sofer points out a distinction here. The Gemara's question understood, the premise of the Gemara's question was that as a basis, it's certainly lichatchila ab initio, it's going to be prohibited for a person to be paid for this activity, or to hire himself out in order to do this activity, because he's benefiting from something which is an isur hana, which is prohibited to derive benefit. And the only question of the Gemara was bidyavid, ex post facto, if he did hire himself, is the payment prohibited to him? That's the premise of the two sides of the Gemara's question. Comes along Rav Nachman and he turns it on its head and he says just tavoa of bracha, he should be blessed. Meaning to say that even lichatchila, even ab initio, a person can go and hire themselves out in order to destroy this idolatry, because this is a destruction of tifla. It's a destruction of something that should be destroyed from the world. And so therefore Rav Nachman says, even ideally, he can do this activity. And that is the chiddush of how the Chasam Sofer learns this Gemara. And the Chasam Sofer also cites this Gemara with respect to a very novel interpretation of the Torah. So there was an incident where the three men, or they appeared to be men, but they were angels, came to Abraham at the beginning of Genesis chapter 18, and Abraham sees these men over there, and he says, "Yukach na ma'ayim, take a little bit of water." And the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Pei Vav Amud Beis, says that because Abraham said it in this formulation, which Rashi says, meaning he sent the water through an agent, therefore Abraham's descendants were punished, and that's why Hashem didn't give the water directly to the Jewish people in the desert, but he only did it through an agent, through Moshe, and that was a punishment because Abraham only delivered the water to these men, to his guests, through through an agent and not directly. And so the Chazam Sofer asks, well, if that's the case, Abraham, Avram Avinu, who was so careful about the laws of hospitality, how come he made a mistake in this area? Avram Avinu was so hospitable. How come he didn't understand that he should have brought the water himself? And so to explain this question, the Chazam Sofer cites our Gemara, and he says, we go back to our Gemara, where the Gemara was asking the question, is something under these circumstances where you want to destroy the idolatry, but you want it to remain in existence until you destroy it, are you allowed to be paid for it? And the conclusion is tavor of bracha, that a person should destroy it and should be blessed. And he says, this is how Abraham made a mistake, because Abraham wanted so much to perform the mitzvah of achnasas orchim, he so much wanted to welcome these guests, so much so that he wanted the dust on their feet, which has connected to idolatry, he wanted that to remain until he got the merit of washing it half, of washing off the dust on their feet. However, this idea that he wanted the dust to remain, they appeared to him to be like idolaters, and so he was concerned. He didn't follow the position that it could remain until you destroy it, and so he thought it was prohibited, and so therefore Abraham sent it by an agent, and he thought that the agent would be allowed to do it because the agent wasn't being paid, and you can't send an agent for a sin. And so that was Abraham's logic, that he didn't follow Rav Nachman's position to fall off bracha, and so he wanted to use an agent for that purpose, so he wouldn't have fallen this area. And for this reason, because of that mistake of Abraham, that's why he was punished.